from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with special election night coverage. San Francisco police are investigating an incident where a poll worker walked away with 75 ballots from a polling place in District 11. Andrew Steltzer is part of our election coverage tonight at City Hall.
San Francisco Director of Elections John Arntz just came out a little while ago. He'll be giving a report every hour on the hour about election results. He said the only unusual event today was that a poll worker disappeared with all of the voted ballots, the roster, and the memory pack from a polling site in District 11. Right around 4 p.m., other poll workers saw this person leave. City police and county sheriffs have been alerted. Obviously, this is a pretty serious crime. There is no supervisor's race in District 11. Mr. Arntz said on the good side. However, there probably are about 75 ballots missing at this point. It's not clear where this person is. It is their first time working as a poll worker. They were a clerk last year, he said. Other than that, not much information is known at this moment. For KQED News, I'm Andrew Stelzer.
And we're following a lot of measures around the Bay Area, a lot of ballot measures, and in very early results still, with 10% of the precincts reporting in San Francisco, Measure L, the sit-lie ordinance, is leading, the yes vote is leading at 64% yes and 36% opposed. That would amend the police code to prohibit sitting or lying on a public sidewalk between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. And Measure B, a pension overhaul that authorizes the city to increase worker pension contributions and decrease the amount paid for worker and retiree health benefits, is losing 52-48%. I'm Cy Musiker. Stay with us throughout the night for more state, local, and national election coverage and news and election results at kqednews.org.